Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either express or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
In your charm. Oh, I
The Love Zone. Well, welcome to another edition of the Love Zone Summer of 2013 with yours truly, Mike T, here holding down the fort. My producer and engineer is still recovering and should be back right after the holiday, after we finish up Labor Day, because next week we're just going to do a rebroadcast. So the following Thursday, we're going to be live, September 5th. Me and him back together again, but he's recuperating, and I understand he's doing okay, so we wish him well and a real speedy recovery. Missing him, because I don't know if you're hearing me. Somebody's in the chat room is open, let me know, because that's something my producer helps me with, but I'm going to trust and believe that we're on the air. I'd like to say good evening. This is the Love Zone, the place where you can listen to your heart is our motto, and we live and learn. You learn from our guests, you learn from the music, you learn from hopefully something I say, and most importantly, you learn from other people's experiences, hopefully not to make those mistakes. This is a show to talk about and discuss dating, sex, relationships, and marriage in hopes that we can put a dent in this 50% divorce rate, and we think it's the choices that people make. And the choices start with dating, who you choose to date. The signs that you ignore. So we're going to talk about that, hopefully, with our guest tonight. He's our resident comedian. We're going to do the funniest side of sex and dating with our resident comedian and gentleman who'll be here around 8:30 or so. His name is Talent, and I'll be talking to him, and we'll have some fun with some of these topics. Want to let you know the chat room is open, and if you want to take the show on the go, well, you can download the free app, TuneIn. .com or go to Stitcher.com, and if you're in your car, just click on the connect button and you can hear us live in your brand new 2013. It's the first year that internet radio has entered into the car market, so we are glad that we are part of it and on the ground floor. Tell your friends about it, because this is ground floor. We got to spread the word and make consumers aware that we are on the internet radio in the brand new cars. And for those of you who have older model cars, when you trade yours in, guess what? You'll be able to listen to the Love Zone USA on the road all the way across the country. That's right. We're not syndicated. We're dedicated to giving you the best variety of music and classic soul and R&B and hip-hop and gospel here on this show with yours truly. My name is Mike T, and I'm your host, and I'll be here till 10 p.m. this evening as we talk about the lighter side of sex and dating. But before I start the show off with that, we're going to get into some music, but before we start with the music, I would like to comment on the young man, the actor, that recently passed away, and it's alleged that he took his life, suicide. And I've got to tell you, the entertainment industry, you know, you wonder why Simon Cowell was so rough on those young people. And he would make jokes about it or make statements that might have broken their hearts, but this business is not like any other. There are ups and downs like you wouldn't believe. There are hills and valleys that you can't imagine. And let me just give you an example of one. It's when you are audition, you get in a series or a hit movie, and everybody knows your face and your name when you're walking down the street, and after the movie's over or after the series has ended, there's no more work. Unlike those of you who, you know, may have a 9-to-5 and you can float your resume to hundreds of different companies to lock in the maybe possibly one opportunity. For actors and actresses, it's not that easy. You don't have that many bullets in the gun. There aren't that many auditions for the type of work you do. Someone has to like your face, like your style. Even though you have a resume, you're out there all alone. And there are times when, you know, you don't know when the next part is going to happen for you. And even with your resume, you go on auditions and you see people that are more famous than you sitting there. What are you thinking? How would you like that? Yeah, I'm giving you the real side tonight. And it pains me that this gentleman took his life, because I believe, you know, the pressure of the business, the hills and the valleys, when you have work and when you don't have work,
can be highs and lows, and the lows can sometimes outweigh the highs. Someone said on Facebook, why would a young man use a permanent solution to a temporary problem? Evidently, he didn't see it that way. For him to, as alleged, take his own life. So here tonight, I just want to start this show off with something brand new, something I recently discovered by a young man who's also an actor. He's been in Tyler Perry movies. He's currently appearing in a series on BET called Let's Stay Together. And he's been in a movie that I recently saw entitled The Good Life. You may or may not have heard of him. He's an upcoming career. His name is Christian Keys, and he's going to be on the Girlfriend Network this coming Monday night, 9 p.m. I ask that when we bring on actors and young artists, that you, the listener, just simply do one thing for me. Support them. Support them. It is a different life and a different path that they've chosen to lead, and it's not that easy. Support them. Choose somebody to support their burgeoning career. Many times I think of Phyllis Hyman, and I think of Luther Vandross. And many of you probably think that when someone is famous, that there are always a lot of people around them. It was alleged that the maid came in and found Luther Vandross dead. Wasn't a big entourage. Wasn't a lot of people near him or with him. It was just the maid. So understand, it's a different life that they choose to live, and it has its ups and downs, and most of the public only sees the glory, except for what's reported in publicity in the news. So this first record that I'm getting ready to play, the reason I'm playing it is because it's by a young man who's an actor as well as a singer. I ask that you support. But more importantly, listen to the words of this song that he wrote, because I believe, you know, words can kill, words can hurt, words can encourage. And maybe if only Jet Johnson, the gentleman who took his life, had heard the words to this song, maybe he could have gotten through the rough period. Or one more day, one more week, one more month to continuing on with his talent and his life. Listen to these words closely, because I think they not only tell what he went through, probably what Christian Keys went through to write this song. So with no further ado, I'm going to kick things off with Christian Keys. This song is entitled, I'm All Right. Here inside the Love Zone.
Sometimes you just gotta encourage yourself. No matter what the circumstance, I'm gonna be alright. Yeah.
I'm alright. I'm going through, but I'm gonna make it to the other side of y'all. I'm okay. I might bend under the pressure, but I'm not gonna break. It gets hard, things fall apart, the pressure and the stress, frustrated, nothing's going my way, and some days it gets hard to bear, but I can't stop, gotta get there. When it starts to get a little heavy, I encourage myself and say, I'm alright, I'm going through, but I'ma make it to the other side of y'all. Thank you.
side of every trial. And I know he made me strong for a reason, and I know that it must be my season. So anytime that it gets a little rough, I encourage myself and say, I'm alright. I'm going through, but I'ma make it to the other side, y'all. I'm okay. I'm okay. I might bend under the pressure, but I'm not gonna break. I got faith. I'ma keep on believing and dreaming. I can do anything. Oh, I'm alright, and I'm gonna make it. Ooh, they won't break me this time. I'ma make it this time.
I'ma make it this time.
I'm ready right now.
I'm ready right now.
I'm a believer. I'm closer than ever, stronger than ever. I'm a believer. And I'm gonna be alright.
I'm gonna be alright.
I'm gonna be alright.
The Love Zone USA. Back to back.
I need my job. You ain't getting me fired over this foolishness.
Look, I'm trying to get my baby back.
All right, look. Between me and you, go ahead. But don't tell her I sent you back there. Girl, Christian is on his way back there. You better get your door.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll handle it. Yeah. Thanks.
Baby, I know, I know. I'm so sorry, babe. I made a big mistake. I was so afraid. Couldn't take another heartbreak. Didn't use my heart, I didn't use my head, I end up breaking your heart instead. And I know I made a big mistake.
I know
I'm responsible for your heartbreak.
I know
I never should have let you go. What do I do, baby? Trying to be a man about it. I know that I was wrong, and this is all my fault. And I was so confused and so alone. I don't know what to do.
I'm lost without you.
Listen to me, girl, don't you know I really, really need you, baby.
I
never should have let you go. What do I do?
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Hi, this is Mesa, and I'll be spending an evening live sharing my love with you on Thursday, September 26th at 8 p.m. with Mike T. It'll be an evening of love, so won't you love me good and help me celebrate the release and premiere of my new album entitled Blue Velvet Soul on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
And you can win that brand new album CD by Mesa, who's going to be appearing, that's right, Thursday, September 26th. Give me a call, 347-539-5729. If you're listening in tonight, I'm going to let you feel lucky. If you feel lucky, give us a call before this broadcast is over, and you could be the lucky winner of that brand new Blue Velvet Soul CD. Speaking of soul, wow, boy, it's a lot of things in the news recently, especially this segment that I'm getting ready to play. It's about a controversy. Mr. Robin Thicke, you've heard his record Blurred Lines. We'll play that a little later on. But it's alleged that he's copied that from Marvin Gaye, a song entitled Got to Give It Up, back in the day. Yeah, I remember playing that at WNJR. We played a lot of hits and made a lot of stars and supported their careers. Got to Give It Up. I remember being, well, I was always the 7 to midnight disc jockey. I filled in a couple of times in the early morning. It was rough for me to get up, but they pigeonholed me. You know, I was always the 7 to midnight jockey. Got to Give It Up. When we wanted to crank it up at night, well, we put that one on. We're going to play it a little bit later on tonight. But it's been also alleged by his Marvin Gaye III, his son, that Robin Thicke has been building a career off Marvin Gaye songs, and he's stated even that he's influenced him greatly. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of this song entitled Million Dollar Baby, and then I'm going to play a little bit of Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man. And let's see if you can see the similarity in these two songs. Here inside the Love Zone USA, this is Robin Thicke and Million Dollar Baby.
Get it back, honey.
Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and
Trouble Man by the late, great Marvin Gaye, preceded by Million Dollar Baby and Robin Thicke. So what do you think? Do you think that's a very similar song to Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man? Well, I can tell you, being a musician, yeah. Yeah, it's not only similar, it is gravely similar. Copy and paste similar. So, it seems as if the Marvin Gaye family is going to keep his legacy alive. And they're simply saying that, you know, when someone does their creative work, that you should give credit where credit is due. And that could be in a form of a lot of different ways, monetary or just notoriety. But I think Robin Thicke needs to come clean on this one, especially since he's taken an injunctive relief so that they can't sue him. That was an immediate legal strategy that he employed recently. So we're going to see how that turns out, and we're going to follow it. A little later on this evening, we'll play a little bit of Blurred Lines, and Got to Give It Up, one of my favorites. Yeah, Marvin Gaye could put his thing down. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the Ladies of Disco when we come back right after a little promo here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com.
What's good, people? It's your boy, Tony Diamond. The LoveZone USA top 7 of the last 7 countdown. Do remember, this Monday and every Monday, between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got the Girlfriend Network with your host, Zena. It's that show where the ladies talk about love, sex, dating, relationships, and marriage. Call in, hit them up, 347-539-5729, so you can get in on the topic that they talk about. Remember, Monday, 5 to 6, the Girlfriend Network, thelovezoneusa.com.
Check out the Countdown Show with Tony Diamond. Tune in as Tony Diamond counts down the top 7 songs and mixes right here on the Love Zone USA. Each and every Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to tune in and tell a friend.
The Love Zone USA.
And my producer, Tony, is not here tonight, but he has some shows ready for you tomorrow night, so be sure to tune in. Even though he won't be doing it live, I'm sure one of his shows from the past archive, you can check it out, and he'll have it up and running for you. So just want to make you aware, because when he's here, it's the MP3s. Yes, the top 7 of the last 7 days on the countdown with Tony Diamond. He'll be back. Don't worry. He will be back. So no further ado. I'm waiting for my guest. I think he should be arriving shortly, and we're going to talk about the funniest side of sex and dating. Yeah, sex and dating. Yeah, I think he might be around here now. Let's see. Well, I want to tell you that before we bring on my guest, we've got, you know, Ladies of Disco is a book by a gentleman, Mr. Arena, who's going to be here in a couple of weeks. And we're going to play some disco music for you tonight. So I want you to sit back, relax, and get into that. But right now, you know what I'm going to do? I think my guest is here, and I'm going to bring him on right about now. If that is him, I think it is. Let's see. Do we have Talon on the line?
Yes. What up, man?
What's up? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. Good to hear your voice again. How's everything?
Oh, man. Oh, everything is cool, man, and I know you're busy, so we ain't going to keep you all night. We're just going to wrap it up real quick.
No, it's all good. That's what's happening.
What's going on with you? I see you moving and shaking all over the place, as usual.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I just take my life and apply it to the radio show, baby.
Right.
You know what I mean? I date all my women, you know, all my bitches in the cage, and you know, I bring it to the air.
Okay. You know, you know, the one thing I like, ladies and gentlemen, when me and Talon get together, it's all free for all, because I don't get a chance. He's busy and I'm busy, and then sometimes I forget to call him or text him or whatever. So I don't know what the topic's going to be each week when we come on with Talon. So, ladies and gentlemen, Talon, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, tonight what we're going to talk about is what I call the lost and found in the dating world. Basically, I've heard the expression, one man's chicken is another man's steak. In other words, there's somebody out there for everybody, but we all got a little different, you know, some of us a little pickier than others, so to speak. But you got to keep in mind in the dating world that one man's chicken is another man's steak. So, like, you know, fellas get caught up. You ever run into a guy that's dating a girl you used to date or vice versa? And to you, it might have just been the jump off. But to this dude, this is the love of his life.
Right,
so
right.
That's an awkward situation. You know what I mean? Because you know how our fellas do. We like to get around. We mail bond. And we like to, you know, talk about maybe some escapades, maybe some women in our past. And it's real awkward if you go to talking and running down a list of chicks you dated in the past, and yeah, man, I hit this one off, I hit that one off, and the guy in your circle is dating the other girl, but again, this is the love of his life. How awkward is that? Mm. So now you're in a position where you got to kind of edit it or soften it. You know what I mean? And even if he's a real dude, love is love. I don't care how big you are, how muscle bound you are, how thugged out you are. Love is love. And sure, it hurts to know certain things. So my whole point is, when you're out dating, we have to take precaution, because one man chicken is another man's steak. So you got to be careful when you're out there, who you dating, and when you see people, keep it on. I think sometimes we talk too much. You know what I mean? So we got to keep it on the, see what it is before we go spilling the guts and stuff like that. And on the other hand, you might be messing up her thing. Just because 5-6 years ago, y'all had a little romp in the bed, don't mean her life is over and she can't move on and find Mr. Right too. And you might mess that up by just spilling that guts. I mean, I've been in that situation.
I might have said,
you know, I don't know the story yet. I don't know if he's going steady with it. I just think he got out for the night. And I'm going, oh, that's so-and-so, man. Yeah, man. You know, get her home. Get her a couple of drinks. She going, woo! And he's just looking at me like, what?
Yeah,
and then
right,
I lost about 2 or 3 friends like that over the last 20 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, lost and found, have you been in that position? If you're in that position, you know, do you think it's right? Or should we keep our mouth shut?
I was just recently talking about that, too. On Facebook. Yeah, on Facebook with a young lady, you know, I kind of alluded that, like you said, one man's chicken is another man's steak. As they always say, one man's trash is another one's treasure.
Exactly. And
exactly what you said is that, you know, when men talk and lay out what they've experienced with that woman in the past, and then you come up to see her maybe in a bar or a club with somebody else that you knew. It's kind of awkward.
It's an awkward position.
It's very
awkward. And it's a catch-22, because as a single man, I'm not saying, you know, the married man, because, you know, once they get married, it kind of should be kind of quiet down anyway. But as a single man, around other single men who are talking and maybe bragging or, you know, just kicking the shit, and you throw it out there, is it right? Is it fair? Because looking at it from the lady standpoint especially, I mean, yeah, you can hurt the guy's feelings, you know, because he's into her like that and he thinks she's the one for him, which she may be still. It's not like because you boned this dude 10 years ago, you can't be somebody's one. But the awkward position you put between you and your boy, and then now you scar her rep and maybe spoil her thing she got going on. You know, what should we do? You know, where do we stand? And vice versa. I'm sure women have been in the same situation, because I know a lot of women that I date, you know, God forbid they're out at a comedy spot or something, and one of my exes is there with her peoples, and they get to going and they see the girl got a little interest and be like, oh, girl, I had that. You know, I used to bone that or whatever the case may be, and put the salt in my situation. So it could go either way.
And I got one for you.
Right is wrong. Yeah.
When I used to DJ in a club, that happened to me where you one of your exes is there and your new thing is on the side. And
right.
Have you ever, and you're on stage now. I was DJing in the booth. But I used to get a little nervous, even though I knew my set and I knew my music. But when they both were in there, do you get a little nervous? Your hands get sweaty? Or do you get off your game a little bit? Mentally?
I don't get nervous. I mean, I think I don't get nervous is because I'm so upfront with mine. Because I'm so upfront with mine, it puts me in a certain comfort zone that I don't never really get nervous, because I say to myself, well, no matter if it's 2 in there or 4 in there, they all know the deal. Like, I'm not fronting to one of them and boning the next one. You know, I'm not like, yo, you my girl, and then I got 3 side joints running around. They all understand, hey, I'm a single dude, and we all go out. Nobody got no claims or nothing.
Okay.
You know, and so I don't get nervous. And trust me, I'm in that situation more than I like to be, but, you know, I don't get nervous on that. Problem is, you know, you're in that situation because, hey, you got to admit, whether you're boning them or not, they still might be a fan of what you do. So to see that you're going to be playing somewhere, they go there.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
All you need is that right night and time when 12 of them go there. You know what I mean? So it's like, so what I do is, one thing about me, and that's, I took a page out of, see, I'm raised by all women. and I got five sisters, and I took a few. The one thing that sticks with me over the years that they all, and they all five different personalities, but they all had, they all agreed on one thing, is about they didn't have a lot of respect for guys that kiss and tell anyway. You know, so I always, coming up, thought of myself like, I don't want to be that guy for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, I'll brag in general, but not with specifics, so to speak.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So that was always something I, you know, made sure I did, you know, kept my tabs on. You know, so I made sure I wasn't that kiss and tell type of guy.
No, see, I had a problem. I was like a kid in a candy store. I was young. I was a player. I got to admit it. You know, that's why I can do the show today, because, you know, I was a player back then. I can tell it straight. You know, I mean, I don't have to do that anymore. But then I was a player. So when one came in and the other one came in, and then, you know, drinks is going, I'm getting nervous. Like, oh, shit. Oh, Drambuie and Scotch should not be served tonight. And then one might be the waitress, you know, I was saying,
right,
who's going to serve the drinks to the two of them. And it's just, yeah, like you say, if you're up front with everybody. But if you're a player, oh, that could cause your performance to be a little bit shaky there. I can attest to that, because you don't know what's going to happen when the drinks get to flowing. And the head
right. Get
to letting down, and people getting comfortable, and the lips getting loose, and people getting strutting, and
exactly,
I'm getting nervous right now. We're gonna come back and flash. Come back and talk to Talon about the one man's chicken and the other man's steak. We're going to come back and talk to him about that in a minute, and we're going to talk more about some of the problems that can persist. But all I can say is, fellas, whatever you do, take Talon's advice. Be up front with everybody, and most importantly, treat her like a leaf.
Here inside
the Love Zone USA.
Now I'm the kind of Hi, this is Mesa. When I want to be loved good, I spend my evenings with Mike T on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Topic that they talk about. Remember, Mondays, 5 to 6, the Girlfriend Network, thelovezoneusa.com.
Well, just make sure you change that time there, because they're going to be on at 9 p.m. this coming Monday, 9 o'clock. We've changed the time, the Girlfriend Network, and they're going to be here with a special guest from Tyler Perry's movie. He's also featured in the Let's Stay Together series on BET. His name is Christian Keys, and he's going to be here live as their special guest with hosts Zena and Fallon. And we're going to go back to my buddy here on the Love Zone USA, and we got Talent in the house, in the building. Talent, you with me?
Yes, sir. I'm still ready.
Yeah, yeah. So now with this chicken and steak, chicken and steak. Oh, man, man. And so tell me, when's the last time you had that happen to you?
I think the last time had to be a little less than a year ago, maybe 8 months. Eight months ago, and it was funny because, you know, the scene was set for that tragedy to happen. It was in South Beach, Miami, you know, so, you know, when people go down there, they're going in groups to party anyway.
Right.
So when I go down there and I see, you know, my peoples, I didn't see them walking kind of together. You know, I guess we all met at the club. So the first thing we do is all the guys see each other. We greeting each other and everything, and we're talking about how nice the weekend is and the chicks down there in South Beach and everything. And walks this crew of girls. Lo and behold, I hadn't seen the guy in a minute, so I didn't know that this was his wifey at the time. So I see the crew walk in, and I'm like, you know, talking to the guys, like, oh, look. And he was like, yeah, man, blah, blah, blah. They're talking about, oh, you know, the who know who. So he didn't really answer quick enough. So I'm the first one to jump out the gate like, yo, I know Shorty, you know. It's like, how you know Shorty? So I go listen to it. Oh, man, me and Shorty back in the day, we used to boom, boom, boom. And, oh, she was crazy. And, you know, a couple of drinks and you're a little saucy. So you started battling a little too much. And I'm like, oh, man, listen, man, her head game's crazy, you know. So he get quiet because the other cats know, but I don't know. So we get a little quiet, then it's awkward. And, you know, one dude tapped me and, you know, how somebody tapped you. But I'm like, why is he tapping me? He's like, dude, shh. And I'm like, what's up? So, dude, so I'll be right back. He goes over there and greet her. While he's gone, they fill me in. It's like, you know they engaged, right? I'm like, what? It's like, yo, they engaged. So I'm like, oh, man, I done, basically, I just played myself, you know? So I'm feeling like, okay.
Right,
all right, how we get out of this?
This, yeah.
You know, so when he comes back, you know, he gives me a little eye, like, we'll talk later. You know, I greet everybody and like, yeah, I know. So she plays it off like, yeah, I know him from, you know, the comedy shows and blah, blah. She don't go into it. Man, listen, the next afternoon we get together, man. So now we for lunch or brunch or whatever, this dude, you know, was grilling me. You know, he told me to get there at a certain time, which was clearly an hour before everybody else was getting there, just so he could grill me.
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
Now I'm on, now it's awkward and I'm on a place where I start feeling myself editing it again and pulling back and even saying, you know, to the point where, you know, I was bullshitting about a couple of things I said last night. You know me, I'm joking. Oh, man, I thought you were serious, man, because you know I'm engaged and everything. So lo and behold, I had to pull it back as a joke. I'm just playing because I didn't know you was what I'm just, you know, being funny. And kept her secret. Yeah, kept her secret, though. You know, and then that made me think for a long time, like, you know what? We, you know, do you now mind you, if you broke up on bad terms or if you know somebody's a scallywag, you might go ahead and put all that out there because you don't want your man to link up with nothing real bad. You know what I mean? That's your friend.
Right.
But if it's not a bad person, then you ain't really trying to do that. Because, again, might have been my little piece of chicken, but to them, this is this brother's future steak.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? He put it all this because all his steak right there. So it was real awkward, though. You know, so that was the last time, but, you know, it happened two times before that. And, of course, when it happened when I'm a lot younger, I didn't handle it as good.
Yeah, we have to learn from that.
Exactly. So that's what made me think of the topic and put it out there, like, what do you do? What's the right thing and what's the wrong thing?
Yeah, it's real awkward. I guess that's why I had to go to music break, because I was sweating up in here thinking about it.
Yeah, in the moment, it's just crazy. You know, we laugh, but the moments is some crazy moments. Like,
yeah, because you're in the moment, and anything can happen, and a lot of times anything does happen. Drinks are flying, bottles. Yeah, I remember clearly.
Yeah, so that's we're talking as guys, but I'm sure it happens both ways, and might be even worse. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
From their standpoint.
Women, the hair starts, you know, that weave is coming out.
Right, and they go for the jugular. They're not like men do it on bragging stuff. They ain't really trying to do nothing but brag. But women will go for some jugular because maybe she really liked you and you hurt her when y'all split up or you wouldn't be her man. So when the next friend gets you, oh, you already know. The vindictive, the tentacles are coming out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I know it's out there on both ends, but we got to keep in mind that one man's chicken is always going to be another man's steak. That means that everybody ain't for everybody, but there's somebody for everybody.
Right, right. And I say it on the show all the time about, you know, maybe this. me and a buddy was talking about it the other day about how women can always talk about how the sex is bad after you leave. You know, oh, he wasn't no good in the bed anyway, blah, 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 blah. And he wasn't no good and yada, yada, yada. And then I was talking to him and I said, you know, the one thing I always remember when women start talking about the sex is bad is the Richard Pryor joke when he's saying, you know what, I'm going to go out and get me some new pussy. And she said, well, let's get some new pussy here if you had 2 more inches of dick. You know, I mean, and it's cold. I mean, women could come off real cold. And, you know, I was talking to my buddy. I said, you know, how do you feel and, you know, get past that when she just said that to you? You know, a week later, you're wondering, I thought I was putting my thing down.
Right. But you got to understand. Once you understand that how cold they are and can be, then you're not taking none of that to heart. You're taking it exactly for what it is. You know, she cold. You know what I mean? Because to me, I go by numbers. You know, everything, numbers don't lie. So if I had 12 and 11 said the shit was banging, it was banging. I don't care about that one. That one, you was a bad night. Everybody else said it was banging. I'm going to go with the 11 out of 12.
But that's, you know, that's the point me and my buddy was talking about. You know, they get to talking about you after you have left. And
exactly.
It's not right. And then when Mr. you know, a swinger comes along, you know, everything is peachy creamy. You know, he's buying a drink. She's treating it like a lady. She's excited in the bedroom. You know, the passion is back that maybe you guys lost. And I always attribute it to frequency. You know, everybody's not on the same sexual frequency after the rabbit stage. I call it the rabbit stage. Everybody goes to that rabbit stage. Now after
the rabbit. I like that, the rabbit stage.
Yeah, the rabbit stage. That's the newness, and it wears off. Then what is your sexual frequency? Is it 5 days a week when you're working and going to school? Is it 3 days a week? And I always say if you are 2-day-a-weeker or 3-day-a-weeker, you shouldn't be with somebody after their rabbit stage. They are 6-day-a-weeker because, you know, there ain't that much compromise in the world, you know, for y'all to meet in the middle. And therefore, like, that's your chicken. Somebody else's steak. That's because at the point in his life that he meets her, he's a 6-day-a-weeker like her 6-day-a-weeker after the rabbit stage.
After the rabbit stage.
And that's his steak. That's his steak. Oh, this, you know, it's on and popping. I mean, you know, it's definitely on and popping. And it was
just so
funny. Recently, I was looking at, and this is the first time I ever watched it, Housewives of Atlanta or the Atlanta. I don't know which one it was. But
yeah, Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, and this young lady gave the guy a pass. They're married. She gave him a pass. Then he went out.
A week pass or something?
Well,
anyway. You do whatever. Right.
You do whatever, yeah. And he took it to mean I can go out and slay some chicks. So he did. And I'm watching this, and this is the first time I ever seen a show. I've been hearing about it, all these chicks, all this drama, this, that, and the other. So the one episode I watched, this guy gets a pass from his married wife, and he goes out and slays some chicks. And then they come back, and her girlfriend sees the chicks in the club. They talk about his action, and then she calls them popcorn holes, which I've never heard that expression before. Have you ever heard this?
Yeah, I heard her say that.
You've heard that expression?
No, I heard her say it on the show.
Oh, okay. So I'm still trying to figure out, you know, maybe that's not a Northeast term. What is a popcorn hole? I got to find somebody who can tell me what a popcorn hole is. Cause I have never had one.
Oh, shoot.
And I'm trying to figure out what's a popcorn hole, you know.
Yeah, I go to the movies all the time. I get a bucket of popcorn large every time. I still don't know what a popcorn hole is.
I wish, man, you know.
Did you come with Twizzlers?
For real.
Then we can talk.
If anybody's out there listening and you know what a popcorn hole is, I just need the definition. Give us a call, 347-539-5729, because I really don't know. But I know, you know, he slayed some chicks and he smashed them, as they say. And then he went back to his wife and it was kind of over, you know. And I guess that was his chicken. And then she's going to turn into somebody else's steak. I don't know, but, you know.
Hey, that could happen, right? Eat too much chicken, mess up the steak.
For real. For real. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about these young ladies who, in reverse, consider men the steak and the men they let go the chicken, you know, when we come back. And I want to talk about that a little bit. Right now, I'm going to go into what we're going to talk about in a couple of weeks is the ladies of disco. And, you know, they're going to be on the show. And one of them is going to be on the show. I got her up right now. And we're going to talk about that era of disco music. And this young lady is going to be here. And we're going to talk about her. She's in the book, Ladies of Disco. And that was an era where the music was just all about love, dancing, and having a good time. And speaking of one that will be here, it's one of my favorites. Yeah, and she was one of my favorites. I had a crush on her. I don't know if she knows that. But anyway, here she is, Linda Clifford, and she calls this one Runaway Love, here inside the Love Zone, USA.com.
Thank you.
The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. Here, Love Zone, the Temptation. Jaheim.
Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you getting money to? I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't leaving without you.
Smokey Robinson. O'Neill. Kirk Franklin.
You cook my dinner naked, baby, and body may desert when I'm done, yeah. It's been a long, long, hard day, baby. I really need some. Cause you cook my dinner naked, baby. And I love it. You cook my dinner naked, baby.
That's a man's steak right there. He said, I ain't never leaving you. That's somebody's chicken that turned into steak. Cook my dinner naked, baby. That's Christian Keys. He's going to be here live this coming Monday night. That's his song entitled, Cook My Dinner Naked. I had to play that one while Talent was here before he goes. Talent, did you hear that?
That's how you like it? If we're going to cook the dinner naked, can we make the lunch with something on?
He said, ain't nothing like lunch with a quickie in the afternoon. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, he's going to be on the Girlfriend Network. Yeah, that song. I just had to cook my dinner naked. Woo! Yeah, that's somebody's steak. Speaking of which, before I let you go, you know, I always think about Obama before he became president. He must have been every man hits on women. And I know the women out there who thought he was a chicken are like kicking themselves now that he's calling themselves steak. And I always say men can only express interest. Women have the final say and make the decision. So I know he was evidently a lot of women's chicken. And now look at Michelle steak, and she's cooking his dinner naked, baby.
Well, I think those women are all gone because they probably slit their damn wrists. They're out of here. Can you imagine?
You watching TV and you seeing this guy use the data you rejected, and he is now the president of the United States. Sitting on the couch with Haagen-Dazs and Michelle strutting in the, you know, car, Secret Service, got nice gowns on at the inaugural ball. And you up there looking at it and saying, damn.
And then women doing what women do. They're probably looking at her. Those girls are looking at her like, I look better than her. I got a better shape than her. My hair better. You know, any little thing they could pick. Like, you know, I would have been this type of first lady. You wouldn't have been nothing. You wouldn't have been nothing. Why your ass ain't the first lady. That's all. But one woman's chicken, another man's steak, same as a man.
Same as a man. So, ladies, be careful who you let go and thinking they're a chicken.
but you know what the irony of it all is? The difference is a man don't mind being the chicken.
That's true. That's
if
true.
If two women lined up and said, listen, we need to experiment on you. You're going to be our chicken. He'd be like, buck, 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 buck. Like, where do you want me to sit at? Like, make it happen. You know, because he's getting his thrill off.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, when the shoe is on the other foot.
Exactly. But, I mean, it's really all about, like I said, that's just a factual statement on how you slice it. But the thing is, that's one of those things we got to look out for in the dating scene and taking the others into consideration. You know what I mean? Absolutely. If you ain't got no coof and you don't give a damn either way, then hey, you're a special kind of person. Because just like you have your hand on the controls and can do that to somebody, somebody gonna have a hand on the control and it can be done to you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, it's so funny because people on Facebook, they dismiss somebody so quickly because, you know, it's a matter of click of a button, a delete, or, you know, I don't have to talk to this person, or they're random or whatever. You never know. You got to treat people, like I said, fellas got to treat her like a lady, and ladies, you know, you could be talking to the next president of the United States. I know I'm giving some of them brain damage, but I have to do it now.
I love it, though.
I had to do it. Yeah, check them twice now before you let them go. On that note, tell everybody what you're up to and where you going, where you going to be, what's happening with you.
Well, we'll be up in New Haven tomorrow night at the Comedy Club, the Joker's Wild, headlining up there tomorrow night, one night only. And then Saturday at the Marriott in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. It's a big comedy show in the ballroom there. I'll be headlining that one as well. And on my way in a couple of weeks to Chicago to rock Jokes and Notes for a weekend there. That's the second weekend in next month. But, you know, it's something I do for the community every year. It's my Give Back Barbecue and Softball Classic. And that's going to be happening next Saturday, the 31st, right here in my hometown, Money Earning, Mount Vernon. And, you know, we have everything for all ages. We have a main stage with performances. We have free giveaways. The food is free. The drinks are free. And, you know, celebrity softball game, a man from Power and Five, all the different radio jocks in the New York area come out and play. And it's for the kids, man. You know what I mean? I got the guy coming out to the reptile show and everything. It's going to be wonderful. We rock from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Man.
You know what I mean? We got to get it in. So that's... It's perfect, too, because normally I do a Sunday, but it's Labor Day weekend, so we're going to do that Saturday the 31st. And then the next day is Sunday the 1st, and, you know, we got the special show at the Stress Factory, the NY Kings, the New York Kings coming back for encore performance. You know, so it's going to be cool. We're getting ready for big, big weekends back-to-back.
Oh, man, that is special. Hey. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Love Zone and get the side of dating. I'm going to let you roll, rock and roll, and we're going to try to keep it going on with the music, and we can't wait until you get back, my man.
You got it, man. And tell the people, don't forget the message. One man chicken is another man's steak.
Another man's steak. On that note, well, I'm going to knock it out. All right, Talon, glad to have you here. Thank you for stopping by, my man. As we continue, one man's chicken is another man's steak. Ah, yeah. And make sure she cooks that steak naked. And if it's raining, make sure there's some clouds. We're going to come back with some more music about disco. But right now, we're going to take you into Chaka Khan. This one is Clouds. Here is LoveZoneUSA.com.
Change my plan. All my dreams will melt like sand. when I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
My baby won't talk to me. She giving me the third degree. The peace is sure enough disturbed. I know I'm just getting on a nerve. She's the only one I need. We were truly meant to be. Can't nobody keep it real like my girl. Nobody in the whole wide world.
On Facebook, tweet me. My baby is the only one I freak see.
Yeah.
She can't give it up for so long. Got a brother waiting by the phone. And I love her like sweet potato pie. Her forever put a twinkle in my eye. Cold blood, but I can't get enough. Ooh, I love that girl so much.
Come home to me.
Come on home.
Favorite thing.
Yeah.
She the kind of girl that make your heart sing like a fountain of love that you can't understand.
Oh.
I know about it like the back of my hand. It's enormous strength from way down south.
Oh, yeah,
tenderoni,
yeah.
Take the words out your mouth and the power of love make you feel so good.
Well,
so I love her like a grown man should.
Hi, this is Mesa, and I'll be spending an evening live sharing my love with you on Thursday, September 26th at 8 p.m. with Mike T. It'll be an evening of love, so won't you love me good and help me celebrate the release and premiere of my new album entitled Blue Velvet Soul on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Yeah, won't you love Mesa? If you are too shy to call in to win the CD or album, just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thelovezoneusa.com, and, well, facebook.com/thelovezoneusa, and then just click on the registration link, and you can fill out the registration, and we're going to give away 10 CDs, 10 albums, so we got all month to give that away, so make sure you do that either today, tonight, tomorrow morning, but make sure you do it. Get your registration in. Oh, that was Ron Isley along with Kim from his new album, My Favorite Things. That's one of my favorite songs from the album. And we do have some Mesa coming up, but before we do play some Mesa tonight, I told you we got some Blurred Lines and some Marvin Gaye. You were just going to do the music all the way on out because it's the summer of 2013, and I think I got somebody on the line, but we're going to get into some music. We're going to talk to them, and then we're going to come back with that Blurred Lines. But music I'm getting ready to play is by a gentleman that used to be the bass player for Sly and the Family Stone. And we're giving away tickets to his show next Wednesday, August 28th. Is that the 28th or the 29th? Well, it's next Wednesday. Yeah. And you can win them tonight. So all you have to do is call in 347-539-5729 if you want to see Larry Graham and Graham Central Station do this song that I'm getting ready to play for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, have you... It's been a while since you did that, huh? Really? You have never heard Larry Graham and Graham Central Station? Well, we're going to give it to you right now. On the lovezoneusa.com, the telephone lines open 347-539-5729, and we're going to jam right here with Larry Graham. Thank you.
Hi, this is Phil Perry, and when I listen to love songs, I listen to Love Zone USA with Mike T. Doesn't get any better.
Like you're never gonna win. The days and nights move right along, and nothing ever changes or rearranges. You try to convince yourself one day everything will be alright. But it's so disappointing when you wake up to the same old fight.
I can feel the pouring rain, it's raining all over my face. And though I'm grateful for the clouds, I really want sunshine. I can feel the pouring rain.
talk about this controversy with Robin Thicke and Marvin Gaye, his hit for the summer, song entitled Blurred Lines. And Marvin Gaye's family is saying that Robin Thicke has been making a career off Marvin Gaye's music without giving him credit. And for my money, you know, that is wrong. That is definitely wrong. I mean, it is something to, you know, you should give credit where credit is due. And, you know, when you're talking about a song like Blurred Lines and Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye, they're saying that they sound very close together. Now, I don't know that we have that one in the library, but I listened to it, and I tell you, it does sound very close to me. It sounds very close. And I think artists should do that because, you know, the way they make their money is basically off record sales, live performances, and royalties. So, Robin Thicke, hey, give the man credit. Not a sample when you just change the melody. It is actually the same groove, same song, everything. So I think he should give Marvin Gaye credit for that. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to get into it right now. This is Robin Thicke and Blurred Lines here on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going back. Maybe I'm out of my mind.
get what you need, y'all. You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
Background, you got Bustin' Loose with Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers here inside the Love Zone USA. As I always say in closing, I've enjoyed your company. Hope you've enjoyed mine. For those of you who did, I'll see you another time. This is Mike T signing off. Don't forget, Monday, 9 p.m., Kristen Keys. Yeah, Dating Preferences with the Girlfriend Network and Zena and Fella. Make sure you check it out. So, until next Thursday, don't forget, Larry Graham. We got Larry Graham tickets to give away. BB King. Yeah, you can get it. You can get it at our Facebook page. Till next Thursday, we're going to do a rebroadcast. Be safe for Labor Day weekend. And until September 5th, you be good, be safe. I'm going to leave you in the hands of Chuck Brown here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com. Doing that.